It's 5:13. Who is going to win the Susan G. Komen Global Race for the Cure this Saturday? WTOP's Man About Town, Bob Madigan, has one answer.
The thousands of women and men diagnosed with breast cancer this month alone. Fundraising for this year is running way behind for many reasons. So what keeps Susan Sonley motivated?
I look at the last 30 years of history that Susan G. Komen's had and the things that they've accomplished. My confidence is right there that they're doing the right things.
Susan Sonley is a two-time breast cancer survivor.
We have 21-year-olds that are being diagnosed with breast cancer. And there's so much need that we really still can't let up our vigilance on this. We have to stay focused and we have to keep trying to raise money and advance the research situation and the awareness too.
We have a link to more of this video of DC area Susan G. Komen Global Race for the Cure supporters at WTOP.com. Search Man About Town. Bob Madigan, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, we've got a huge upset at the French Open, 5:14.